It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, it's Lane Mitchell. Thank you so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 113. All kinds of stuff this week. City and Color frontman Dallas Green pops by with his guitar, plays us a couple of songs. Festival fashion. I took in the Sasquatch Music Festival last week, which is why there was no podcast. And I noticed some things. I will let you know, too, that some big interviews coming up next week. Tim McIlrath, The Rise Against, is going to be joining us. We will also be talking with Tom DeLonge of Blink-182. Hey, if you enjoy the podcast, tell your friends. Hey, add me as a friend on Facebook. Thank you again for downloading, and thank you to our special guest, Dallas Green.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.
Andy Dick is being sued. Yeah, the comedian was doing a show in Dallas when, for a laugh, Andy Dick decided to rub his last name in a male patron's face. You know, I like to think I have a pretty good sense of humor, but I don't know if I get the joke there. Like, if that happened to a buddy of yours, what, do you just lean over and go, oh, come on, be a sport. You're just messing around. Just little genitals in your face, that's all. Yeah. And hey, Snooki, Nicole Polizzi from Jersey Shore, you know, the woman who no longer wants to be known as Snooki because she thinks it sounds ditzy, crashed into her own police escort earlier this week. Yeah, it's the name that makes her sound ditzy, though. It's not her actions, clearly. And hey, Kim Kardashian says she wants babies. Yeah, the newly married reality star told People magazine, in the next year, maybe I want to try and start a family. You know, and I rag on Kim Kardashian a lot, but I have to say, I think she'd be great with little kids. I mean, for starters, she has the IQ of a toddler. I think they'd get along great.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell podcast.
Genevieve, you're looking for Rick Lee? You're calling to talk about U2, aren't you?
I do like to talk to Rick about U2, but Pearl Jam is my...
Yeah. Wow, I was listening to the Rick Lee show. It's like, I think Rick Lee had better coverage of the upcoming U2 show than they had of the OJ Bronco. You know? I'm just listening. I'm like, wow. He is on top of stuff.
When you're into a band, you're just really in. Are you not into a band like that?
Not a band, no.
No?
No.
You're not like a closet groupie?
Well, no, see, I was a Smashing Pumpkins fan, and then they started sucking. You know? I was a major Foo Fighters fan, and I still like them. I went and saw them at Sasquatch, but I'm not like a major Foo Fighters fan. Speaking of which, festival fashion, the feather earring. Are those coming back into fashion? I saw a few of those at Sasquatch, and I'm like, are you being cheesy or...
Oh, it's just cheesy because they're not pulling it off.
I'm not ragging on beards, don't get me wrong. But I swear, walking around the Sasquatch grounds, it was like a Zach Galifianakis lookalike contest.
Oh my God, I would believe it.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The media are all over Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes again after the couple's 5-year-old daughter Suri was spotted wearing high heels. This girl is 5. She was wearing high heels. Now, maybe you're not as outraged as I am. Maybe you don't think it's that big of a deal. But did I mention they were at the beach? And the World Health Organization said that cell phones could possibly cause cancer. Could. Possibly. The agency placed cell phones in the same category as pesticides, car exhaust, coffee, and even night shift work. So in case you're keeping track, if you stay away from breathing, drinking, working, and talking on the phone, you could possibly lower your cancer risk. And a man in London says he spent thousands of dollars on therapy for his addiction to sausage. Yeah, says he eats 13 sausages a day, spends over $1,000 every year just on sausage. He says, quote, I have to look at ways to control my urges. Yeah, I suppose it depends on what you're doing with the sausages. Speaking of sausage addicts, Paris Hilton is recording another album. Yeah, at long last. The wait is over, right? You know, I pride myself on keeping on top of this stuff, but even I was saying to myself, Paris Hilton sings?
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast.
Still happy about a successful night last night.
Uh-oh.
I told you the story yesterday that I was going out with...
I'm pretty sure it wasn't me, and I'll tell you why. I was out of the country until last night at... this morning, actually, at 12:45.
Oh, okay. So who was filling in for you yesterday? Was it
Rick?
It was probably Rick Lee.
So for those of us who are just joining this story, now I'm curious.
Okay. I went out last night for drinks with three friends of mine who are all girls, and two of them are dating each other.
Okay.
I wouldn't call it a double date because...
You were trying to be the meat in the lesbian sandwich?
No, I wasn't. But my lesbian friend, she's like a female version of me. She likes girls just as much as I do, too, and it's awesome. So this other girl that came out with us, she was like, it was a strategic invite. Like, we invited her out because we both think she's really cute. So... I don't know. I think it went really well.
So basically, anyway, the sandwich was a Big Mac, and... when you peeled it apart, you just you were going to see if the cheese stuck to the meat or to the bun.
I really want to perpetuate that lie, but it did not happen as successfully as that. But it was still pretty sweet.
Sort of got lost in that metaphor, and I got hungry for some McDonald's.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
An Australian tour operator has discovered that blaring AC/DC music attracts great white sharks. He cranks up "You Shook Me All Night Long," the sharks start circling, and that way the tourists get to see him. Now, not only does AC/DC attract sharks, apparently it also attracts cougars to a dance floor. And hey, Whitney Houston has emphysema. Yeah, a woman once considered one of the world's finest female vocalists revealed this week that she's in the early stages of lung disease. Now, I hate to be that guy who says, oh, I knew that a long time ago, but... I gotta be honest, I was listening back to some of these studio master tapes, and I gotta say, I thought something sounded a little off.
I remember the way that we touched. I wish I didn't like it so much. I get so emotional.
Did you catch that, or you want me to back it up? You good? And Shaquille O'Neal is retiring from basketball. After 19 seasons in the NBA, Shaq announced via Twitter that he's ready to hang up his giant size 22 high tops and spend more time focusing on the other parts of his life. You know, like hitting his head on ceiling fans, trying to find pants with a 42-inch inseam, you know.
Lane Mitchell Podcast.
Why don't we start off with a song? Dallas Green is here. He's got a brand new album coming out next week. And sure, he could come by and do a show, but instead he said, you know what? I like the Sonic Girls and Boys. I'm going to come by, just play him a couple of songs and my guitar.
Yep.
What do you think?
Just my guitar.
We're going to start off with Fragile Bird, aren't we?
Yes.
Fragile Bird, City and Color Sonic Session, everybody.
Hey, this is the remix.
She sleeps. There is a fever dream, yeah. It brings a night terror to arm this fragile bird. She speaks in tongues. Her words, they come undone, yeah. Thank you.
City and Color Sonic Session. How do you like that? This is like the size of your bedroom, right? This room? Yeah, we got a rock star right here in our own little little bedroom room that we call... Well, you said room twice, didn't I? Anyway, Dallas Green is here. That was Fragile Bird. How many people know that Dallas here is in another band as well? Yeah? Okay. I just don't want to be the guy that's all, you know, talking about, you know, the backdoor stuff. Anyway... Young Cardinals, Fragile Bird. What's the fascination with winged creatures?
I don't know. Young Cardinals was inspired by, like, well, a cardinal that George saw from his balcony. And Fragile Bird is about my wife and how she has these really crazy nightmares and night terrors and stuff like that. And I don't know where how it came into play that we started referring to her as a fragile bird. But I don't know. Just happens.
Well, as I mentioned, the new City in Color album, Little Hell, it comes out next week. Why did you call it Little Hell, actually?
I'd originally written a song called Little Hell for the record, and then once I had enough songs written, I started toying around with different album titles and stuff like that. And then the more I thought about it, Little Hell just seemed fitting, because the way I look at it is that, like, life is sort of, to me anyways, is all about the little hells that you either put yourself into or, you know, have, you know, thrust upon you, and how you get through all that, that, like, sort of builds your character and molds you into who you are as a person, and you know, like, little struggles, little trials and tribulations. And that's there was a lot of stuff like that I've been going through, and just even just making the record was kind of a pain sometimes, so it just made more sense.
All right, well, you're going to play us another song here from Silver and Gold. I feel like I could pick your brain all afternoon, but I don't know. That sounded pretty good, right? I want to hear more of that. Silver and Gold, City and Color Sonic Session. You can clap now if you want. What do we have against clapping over here?
Sorry, just making sure I'm in tune. Okay.
Last night I dreamt they dropped a bomb. Oh, the seas ran dry and the winds had calmed. The skyscrapers fell, they crumbled to dust, and their skeletons of steel, they were covered in rust, and everything I loved. And feared had all at once disappeared. Colors were drained straight from the sky, and nothing living had survived. The mountains were merely removed from the earth, and the silver and gold had lost all its worth, and everything I loved and feared had all at once disappeared. Oh, everything I loved and feared had all at once
where I was full of doubt and deep regret. For suddenly it was all so clear to me. There was nothing left in which to believe in everything I loved. And fear had all at once disappeared. Oh, everything I loved and fear. All at once disappeared.
City in Color, Sonic Session style. Yeah, Silver and Gold. You got this brand new album that's coming out next week. I know your last album you had Gord Downie.
I did.
Doing some guest vocals. Any surprises on this record?
Nope. well, no, like, first of all, how am I supposed to top Gord? Right? Can't. Gordon Lightfoot? No, I guess the thing with Gord was that sort of idea just, like, made itself clear right away. As soon as I wrote that song, it just made sense to me in my head that Gord should sing on it. Whereas with the songs on this record, I didn't really have that sort of epiphany. So, and I didn't want to just do it just to do it, you know, just to call someone cool and have them do it. So, I'll do that next record. I'll just have it all full cool people.
Fergie.
Yeah. I said cool people.
I haven't really had a chance to
see what I did there.
A Fergie burn? I love it.
I met her once. She was at the Junos in Halifax a long time ago. She was really drunk. And, like, someone brought her over to me. Someone was like, oh, Fergie, this is Dallas Green's Canadian artist. And I was eating a bag of Doritos. And she had sunglasses on inside at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. And she was like, I was like, hi, how are you? And she was like, you're eating Doritos. I hate you. And I was like, what? And she's like, I'm not allowed to eat Doritos. And I was like, I think I hate you. So that's my Fergie story.
This new album, Little Hell, I haven't really had a chance to delve too deeply into it, but I know that from what I can tell, it has a little bit of a different feel. It's soft, but it's still electric. I know the last album was recorded in a church. This one...
Same church. Yeah. But we recorded to tape this time, which was really cool. Yeah, I don't know. I just wrote some different types of songs this time around, you know, like... And... some of them kind of presented themselves as like rock songs, and I didn't want to just like dumb them down or like suppress those ideas just because some people have a preconceived notion of what like a City in Color song should sound like, because really it's anything I want it to sound like, really, you know what I mean? So there are, yeah, on the record there's songs that are just me and a guitar, but then there's some songs like Fragile Bird, which is like a sort of wacky, fuzzed out, sexy rock song, kind of, you know?
Well, I had a chance to see you at Sasquatch. You probably remember me from there. I was the drunk guy.
You were the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, the drunk, dirty
guy.
Yeah,
I remember seeing you there, yeah. It's weird.
But I noticed you performed with a full band.
Yeah.
Is that sort of a, I guess, what we can expect from now on?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, anybody who's come and seen me in the last couple, I mean, 3 years has seen, known that I bring a band, do like kind of half the show alone, have to show with my guys, and it's just because that happened once Bring Me Your Love came up, because there was some songs that had more instrumentation, and as much as I could probably just sit there and play, it's just cool to recreate, and then you can actually get a little bit, you know, we take old songs and turn them into full band songs and stuff like that, but for festivals, definitely, yeah, I bring the band just because, you know, like when there's 5 or 10,000 drunk people standing in the sun.
I didn't notice that, actually.
Yeah.
Sasquatch.
The last thing they want to do is probably just try and listen to a guy standing up there playing guitar. So we just go up, and I know that with festivals, it's all about just like get in there and get out, you know? So we go up and play. I always play one song shorter than I'm supposed to because, you know, there's tons of people there that don't know who you are. So you're just trying to kind of leave a quick impression, you know, before the Flaming Lips unveil a giant semi-truck full of balloons, which I don't know if you saw that. But
yeah, I did, actually. I got to say, the personal highlight for me of Sasquatch, Wayne Coyne from the Flaming Lips, they had one of those massive cakes for the 10-year anniversary. And, you know, it was made by Asa Cakes, the TV show. He picked up the head off the Sasquatch and threw it into the crowd. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
We have one last song that we're going to do here. I say it like I'm part of this.
It is. We're a team.
I have a microphone.
Yeah.
I could sing. I just choose not to.
Yeah.
I'm helping with the silence. We're going to do as much as I ever could.
Yeah.
Okay. City in Color, everybody. Thank you so much for being here.
Shine a light, guide me home.
shine your light, guide me back home.
Dallas Green, everybody. City in Color.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.